Paul's twofold ministry, right division, an overview of dispensational truth. By Mark D. Vogt. Part 19, Paul's place in God's plan. A brief survey of the Greek scriptures, Paul's twofold ministry. The Apostle Paul occupies a unique and distinguished place in God's purpose. His apostleship was twofold, corresponding to two distinct administrations of God's dealings with humanity. The first part of his ministry took place during the Acts period. The second began after his imprisonment in Rome, marking the beginning of a new and secret administration revealed through him alone. To truly rightly divide the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15, one must discern not only the difference between Paul's writings and those of the circumcision apostles, but also the internal distinctions within Paul's own epistles. These differences are essential to a clear understanding of what God is doing in his present purpose. The character of Paul's ministry during the Acts period. Paul's earlier ministry, recorded throughout the book of Acts, was characterized as a priestly ministry to the nations, Romans 15:16. Though Israel as a nation was in unbelief, God in his forbearance permitted believing members of the nations to share in the blessings flowing through Israel's covenant position. This arrangement was not a secret. It was consistent with the prophetic revelation that Gentiles would one day be blessed through Israel. An early example of this principle is found in Acts 10, when Peter was directed by a divine vision to a member of the nations, Cornelius, a devout man and one who feared God. Peter declared, "In every nation, he who fears him and does righteousness is acceptable to him." Acts 10:34-35. Likewise, Paul's mission during this period functioned under this same framework. Blessing to members of the nations was extended through Israel's channel, not apart from it. Throughout this time, the barrier wall, middle wall of partition, remained intact. Israel still held the place of covenant privilege. All spiritual blessings were dispensed through her position as God's chosen nation. Yet, within that framework, Paul progressively announced Israel's increasing rejection of their Messiah. Three times during Acts, he publicly turned from the Jews to the Gentiles. 1. Acts 13:46-47. "It was necessary that the word of God should first be spoken to you, but seeing you put it from you, lo, we turn to the nations." 2. Acts 18:6. "From now on, I shall go to the nations." 3. Acts 28:28. "Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the nations, and they will hear it." Each statement marks a deepening of Israel's rejection and the gradual unfolding of inclusion among the nations. By Acts 20:28, Israel's national privilege had ended. The prophetic declaration of Hosea 1:9, "You are not my people," was fulfilled, and the barrier between Israel and the nations was removed. From this point onward, the hope of Israel ceased to be Paul's message. God was now ready to reveal something entirely new, something that had been hidden in himself from ages and generations. The character of Paul's ministry after Acts. Paul's post-Acts ministry began while he was imprisoned in Rome. It was during this period that God granted him the revelation of the administration of the secret, Ephesians 3:9 CV. This truth had been hidden in God from before the disruption of the world, not merely undiscovered, but unrevealed. In this newly revealed administration, God no longer deals through national Israel. Instead, he's calling out a joint body, the Ecclesia, which is his body, composed from among all nations, with no distinction. This body is blessed with every spiritual blessing in the super heavens, Ephesians 1:3, possessing a celestial calling, hope, and allotment entirely apart from Israel's earthly promises. This is an administration of pure grace. Works, rituals, and priestly intermediaries have no place in it. The believer stands complete in Christ and destined for super heavenly glory. The revelation of this secret marks the pinnacle of divine revelation, the fullest display of God's heart in reconciling all creation through Christ. Summary: Paul's twofold ministry stands as a key to understanding all of God's progressive revelation. During the Acts period, he functioned as a priest to the nations under Israel's superiority, proclaiming the hope of Israel. After Israel's setting aside at Acts 28:28, he became the sole herald of a new secret administration, the calling of a body, separate from Israel's covenants and earthly kingdom. If these distinctions are not recognized, confusion and contradiction inevitably follow, as seen throughout Christendom today. Ephesians and Colossians belong fully to this new revelation, while Philippians serves as a bridge between his two ministries. Together, they unveil God's present purpose and reveal our exalted position in Christ. To rightly divide Paul's epistles, then, is to unlock the key to what God is doing today, what he has done in the past, and what he will yet do in the ages to come.